In Europe, Ukraine and Russia have signed a major economic deal despite massive protests in the Ukrainian capital Kyiv for European Union integration. Stefan Boss reports that Moscow has promised massive financial assistance and has promised to cut natural gas prices.
Shouting in Kyiv, but applause at the Kremlin. Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin sealed a major deal that has slashed the cost of natural gas sold to Ukraine by a third. Moscow has also pledged to buy billions of dollars worth of Ukrainian government bonds as the country faces a major economic crisis. Ukraine's President Yanukovych says we have all this work done to put Ukrainian economy and trade balance back to positive dynamic on the right track, and this underlines our strategic relations with Russia. Under the agreement, Russia would buy $15 billion of Ukrainian government bonds, while the cost of Russian natural gas supplied to Ukraine would be cut from more than $400 per 1,000 cubic meters to about $268. However, Russian President Putin denied the massive assistance was tied to conditions. Putin claims, "I can calm down everyone. We have not discussed Ukraine joining the Russia-led customs union." That prompted laughs from even those watching the ceremony. Opposition leaders had warned Ukrainian President Yanukovych not to bother coming back to Ukraine if he, in their words, sells out to Russia. On the streets of Kyiv, pro-EU protesters still hope Ukraine will sign the European Union Association Agreement.
He might not sign the documents, any documents, because he is not so stupid, I think so. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't know.
And following the latest economic trade deal with Russia, Ukraine's EU integration seems a distant dream. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.